Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 27th of September. I'm Paul White. Hey, if you're in North Alabama area, come see me. I'm in Decatur, Alabama, starting tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, 9 a.m. Central Time, we do a Q&A. The services start Saturday night. Saturday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night. All the information's on my website, paulwhiteministries.com/schedule. We'll be at the Grace River Community Church. We have an event page up, event posting up on our Facebook page, Paul White Ministries. Come see us in that area. I'm looking very forward to being back in Decatur. We are in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, and we're going to try today to get the context of this laid out, and then over the next day or two, finish the ninth chapter, because we are rapidly approaching the last day of the month, which for those of you who listen on a regular basis, you know what that means. Final day of the month is essay edition, and I've had this essay on my mind for a month. I'm looking forward to laying it out for you on the 30th. 1 Corinthians 9:24, do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. We'll break down some stuff in a moment. Let's get the whole thing in context. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air. But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. I almost instantly hear the phrase castaway in my head because I was raised on the King James Version. And that 27th verse, King James says that after I have preached to others, I myself should become a castaway. And disqualified is a... maybe makes a little more sense. Well, certainly makes a little more sense, and it's less a colloquial phrase for the time period of the translation. Now, the broad context of what you're looking at the end of this ninth chapter comes on the heels of Paul has been talking about his ministry, how ministry is funded, how the Corinthian church has not had him pressure them for giving or for money. He has had a bit of a confession in the 19th to 23rd verses. I think it's a confession in which he says, I try to be all things to all men. That is the source of a lot of issues. And any one of you who have ever tried to be all things to all people will realize quickly that that is a tough thing to do. It's an impossible thing to do. And it makes it very difficult to really land on what you really are. The more that you morph into being whatever you can be for whoever is in the room, the less likely you are to really be able to find yourself. I think that's a struggle for Paul. I think we watch Paul more than once in his ministry struggle with acceptance and approval. He struggles with James's approval in the book of Acts. He gets into verbal spar with Peter. He struggles in Corinth. We'll get to this in the Second Corinthians, and I don't get too far ahead of myself. But he struggles with not having his brother with him, his brother in the Lord with him, and so therefore he misses an opportunity to go preach the gospel because he wouldn't go alone. I think that Paul struggles with that, and it could be said that the more that you spread your identity around among parties and among people, the less likely you are to have your own identity. This is one of the things that we deal with our kids. Is they're in a world now where they are facing things you and I never faced. I don't care how old you are or how young I am compared to you. You and I never faced in our formative years what they face in their formative years, and that is the social media aspect of being able to connect with people all over the world instantaneously. We didn't have that. And while that is an amazing source of information and connectivity and communication, it also opens humanity up to pressure that it's never faced before and that I don't know that we're even designed to face. pressure to perform in front of other people who get to immediately and anonymously critique your every action, how you dress, how you walk, how you talk. Anytime you put yourself out there, that gets immediately critiqued. It's difficult for young people. It's a struggle because they take so much of their identity from their peer group. You and I did as well. It's just that our peer group was really small. And no matter how hard we tried, we couldn't add very many to that. I actually read an article recently that said, for most of our history, mankind seems better predisposed to deal with about 150 people maximum in their social circle. That over the course of human history, that's the most we've ever been able to really do well with. And now we're facing a world where we're dealing with an infinite number of opinions about everything we do. I'm praying for our young people that the Holy Spirit give them the wisdom to navigate this, because it's going to take a wisdom you and I didn't have. And we never even thought to ask for it. We never even thought that it was an issue. I didn't intend to get into that today. That just sort of sprang forth from this idea that Paul spreads himself thin. Okay, what does that have to do with what we read today? Well, maybe nothing, except that contextually it leads Paul to using a few illustrations, a few metaphors. Don't you know that those who run in a race, all of them run, but only one receives the prize? So run in such a way that you may obtain it. What I want you to think about before we break each verse down tomorrow is that I don't think that Paul is trying to establish that Christianity is a spiritual race. I don't think Paul's trying to establish that Christianity ends up with a crown on top of your head. I don't think that Paul's trying to establish that you are disqualified or qualified. All of the language in verses 24 to 27 are metaphoric. They are talking about other things to try. They're a little bit like a parable. And we have tried to read things into them that I don't know are there. What might be there is what we'll talk about over the next couple of days as we lead up to the essay edition. Also tomorrow, I'll tell you about our Sunday full-length sermon drop that's coming up this weekend. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless.